This is from Ananda Varnadas in East Germany. When was this sent? Before the Berlin Wall was broken down? Is there still East Germany? They still think of East Germany? Oh, maybe the Russians invaded again. Oh, no, that's Ukraine. Wait a minute. All right. Subject. At least he's very honest. He's giving his name with a serious problem he has. The subject is doomed if I do, doomed if I don't. I'm a brahmachari for more than 9 years and have taken a role in guiding others. I have a problem of not being able to follow the brahmachari vows very strictly. Well, that's not so uncommon. I do not go out with women directly, but every few months I just break the principle on my own. I just can't control it. It is too powerful a force. Then I somehow come to my senses again and make a firm vow to never again fall prey to my crazy mind, but then again I fall victim. I'm generally a very happy person, and I have no desire for home, opulence, wife, kids, etc. I just have this strong sexual impulse occasionally. All those who know me encourage me to just continue with my preaching and not to change anything. I've crossed 30 years. According to my horoscope, it will be a disaster if I enter into Grihastha Ashram. You don't need a horoscope for that. I know it sounds like FAQ, brahmachari or grihastha question, but in my case it seems like a doomed if I do, doomed if I don't situation. I don't like to cheat myself and others. Please kindly advise me. Tough one. Tough one in as much as devotees are encouraging you to go on, because how many devotees are there in Germany who are taking a position of spiritual leadership, which you are doing? You're preaching. According to my preaching, and that's spiritual leadership. But you have a weakness, which is very difficult to overcome, and don't like to cheat others. Well, what are the alternatives? You can go on preaching, and people will be benefited by that. You can get married, and it'll be a disaster. So we learn from the horoscope. Although you could consult another astrologer, but then, like I say, you don't have to consult an astrologer, because in almost every case, entering into the Grihastha Ashram is a disaster, especially in the Western world. And in Germany, as in pretty much all the Western world, there's no idea of what married life should be like, either among non-devotees or devotees. So entering into the Grihastha Ashram doesn't sound like a good idea when no one's got a clue. You know what they should be doing. It's generally a disaster. So, doomed if you do, doomed if you don't. Well, in Krishna consciousness, it's glorious if you do and doomed if you don't. So, despite that very severe weakness, then it would seem to be better to take that advice, just to go on. Don't take sannyas. And maybe you could wear white if you don't feel comfortable in saffron cloth. Keep strong association as far as possible. I'm sure you're doing all the things that are required. You have to pray. Pray to Narasimhadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namas Tejas Tejasay Avi Ravi Bhava Vajra Nakha Vajra Dangshra Karmashayan Randhaya Randhaya Tamogra Sakrasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuhishta Om Shrom. Pray to Narasimhadev to remove the material desires from our heart. There's no easy solution, is there? The easy solution is take shelter of Krishna. Okay.